NPR's Frank Langfitt is in our studios. Frank, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Steve.
I want people to know, if they haven't listened for a long time, if you have, you know that Frank has covered the world for NPR. He's been based in China. He's been based in Europe. He's now based in the United States. And he's come by with a story about as vast as the world itself. It's a story about how the Chinese government targets dissidents and critics overseas. Frank, what drew you to this topic?
Yeah, so, when I was in China, I saw the repression in China back in the 1990s. And then when I moved to Europe more recently, when I was in London, I could see how sort of the long arm of the Communist Party was reaching into democracies and threatening and trying to silence dissidents. So I thought this would be a very good thing to look into.
Well, how is it that China reaches beyond its borders?
First of all, anything from online harassment and threatening people's families back in China to, as far as on some occasions, even abductions. But the thing that was interesting to me was this new tactic that seemed to emerge about a year or two ago. Critics were being blamed for bomb threats. They were being accused of making bomb threats against Chinese embassies and hotels. Hmm. And then what that would do is sometimes it would draw in the police, who would question them and give them a hard time. The Communist Party is using local law enforcement and democracies to do its own dirty work.
Wait a minute. They're calling in this claim of basically a terror attack.
Precisely.
In order to make local police investigate somebody.
That seemed to be the strategy.
What's an example of this?
Well, a really good example is there were about a half dozen people in Europe and the U.S. The main person is this young, savvy Chinese dissident. His name is Wang Jingyu. He's just 22 years old. He lives in the Netherlands. And Wang said this experience was really frustrating. And this is what he told me.
I just told some police officer, I said, it's absolutely, made by Chinese authority. And the police asked me, do you need a lawyer? I said, I don't need a lawyer because I didn't do anything.
Why would the Communist Party target this individual?
Well, Wang relentlessly criticizes the Chinese government online. And he also has exposed what he says is the Communist Party attacking dissidents overseas. And these bomb threats, they appeared to be, as far as anybody could tell, payback. And he's, over time, Steve, he's become one of the most public victims of Chinese repression in all of Europe. There have been more than 50 news organizations that have mentioned, quoted, or featured him. And here's just a taste of some of the coverage he's gotten.
Wang Jingyu is heading to his adversary, the Chinese
Wang
embassy.
Wang Jingyu is a political dissident based in The Hague who claims he has been harassed by people connected to this.
His name is Wang Jingyu,
who lives in the Netherlands.
I got to know Wang. He was a very helpful source. And then last year, he gave me this tip on a new case that occurred in Thailand. Now, Wang has this housemate in the Netherlands, and his family was traveling through Thailand trying to get visas to the Netherlands to join him.
Okay.
And then they got this email from an account that identified itself as Dutch Immigration saying they had been accused of bomb threats at airports in Europe and they were blocked from traveling there. Now, the family members got very confused. Two of them overstayed their visas, the wife and the daughter. They end up in immigration detention.
Okay. I have so many questions.
I know.
Why is this family being targeted, these people who are traveling in Thailand?
Steve, this did seem strange. Gao is not that well known. So what I did is what any reporter would do is I reached out to Dutch Immigration. Dutch Immigration told me that the email about these bomb threats was a forgery.
Wait a minute. We thought for a second there that the scam was someone manipulating Dutch Immigration to send a warning. But it turns out Dutch Immigration didn't send a warning. It's
no,
a fake warning.
No. Dutch Immigration had nothing at all to do with this.
Okay.
What happened, it's a long story, but Gao and Wang had a big falling out. And Gao reached out to us, and he gave us all these emails, Steve, more than 700 with a fake Dutch Immigration account. And what became clear to us as we were reading them is that somebody had created an entire fictional story about the family being, accused of bomb threats. And Gao told me along the way they asked for credit cards to help get the family out of Thailand.
Oh.
And they wiped him out. His entire family saving $17,000.
This was a classic email scam.
Yes.
And who was responsible for targeting
Gao? Gao came to the conclusion. Here's what he said to us. You can hear it yourself.
To put it bluntly, Wang Jingyu has been misleading me.
His friend? The guy that you knew originally?
The famous celebrity dissident in Europe.
What did you do then?
We flew to Amsterdam to see Wang and confront him, but he didn't show up. So I got him on the phone, and he was actually at a crowded restaurant.
The Gao family thinks that you and other people stole thousands and thousands of dollars from them.
So this is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And I promise I will sue all of them.
You will sue all of them. Have you ever called in a bomb threat? Ever?
Never.
Have you ever sent an email and made a bomb threat?
This is ridiculous.
I'm trying to get my brain around what we've learned here. So China really is targeting people overseas.
Of course.
But in this case, there's at least an allegation that a fearful person connected with China was targeted by a scam artist.
That's the allegation.
And the alleged scam artist is someone who's been a source for numerous news organizations and their stories.
Many.
So what happens with that?
So the Associated Press actually covered this story in Thailand. They've retracted it. A German documentary seen by more than 2 million people, that's been taken down as well. And Deutsche Welle, that's Germany's public international broadcaster, they put a note on their coverage saying the Thai bomb threats can no longer be reliably attributed to the Chinese state. And they linked NPR's story.
I feel like one of the lessons here is that there's this climate of fear if you're connected with an authoritarian country.
Absolutely.
And you can be taken advantage of any number of ways because of that fear.
That's what the Gao say happened to them.
NPR's Frank Langfitt, global democracy correspondent. Thanks for coming by. I'm glad you came in person rather than an email.
Happy to do it, Steve.